Track three, and we come to the first of our stories in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Deck the halls and the classrooms too. Christmas has come early for pupils, parents and staff at a Teignbridge school after it marked its official return to the village after 2 years. The final piece of the new school jigsaw of porter cabin buildings at Kenton Primary School is now up and running and will be a permanent home in one place for old pupils for the next few years. After the old school building was flooded out in September 2023, the children have spent the last 2 years as the school on tour, with time spent at Hope Church in Dawlish, Ken Primary School and Powderham Castle. Now the buildings which have been put onto the school fields include four classrooms and a newly installed brand new hall which houses the library, storage space and a kitchen. The huge state-of-the-art facility means the children can play, sing and eat together, as well as providing a space for school performances and events. Staff and children are now looking forward to finally hosting the school's Christmas fair and nativity play. Head teacher Ed Finch, who joined in September, says the school is now back in business. Mr. Finch explained, "The whole school is built by porter cabin, but you would never know. The classroom blocks have been here for about a year, but now we have finally an enormous school hall which we can use for assemblies and lunches. After 3 years, I was handed the keys and we are now up and running and feel like a real school again with plenty of space. It means we can do things that make us feel like a school community again." The new look school also has admin offices, a reception and staff area, and areas for special needs teaching, which had previously happened in the corridors. The school now has 62 children, as a few moved to other schools following the flood, but it is now hoped to boost the numbers. Mr. Finch said, "It was awful to have the flood, but the result is the children have a better provision. It is so much better for them to be in one place. While it was exciting being in other places, such as Hope Church and Powderham Castle, it wasn't good for learning and their education. Now they feel more secure and are learning properly. It is a very optimistic time and there is a real family feel about the place. This is our home." While the 600-year-old church house former buildings remain prone to flooding, the Department for Education has agreed funding through the school's funding programme for a replacement school for 105 children and a preschool on the current site. Work is not likely to start before 2027. Mr. Finch said, "For now, the whole school is celebrating being in a sustainable, comfortable and fit-for-purpose building."
And from the Teignmouth Post, "Parade shines a light on community spirit." Teignmouth's Lantern Parade and Festive Market last Saturday, December 6th, has been hailed as a huge success in highlighting the town's vibrant community. Despite the inclement weather, the event saw hundreds visit the town centre for Christmas shopping, live entertainment, a chance to see Santa and to watch the Lantern Parade. During the day, Alice Cross Centre manager Peter Howell kept the crowds entertained with a sing-along, and artist Sam Locke from the Makery ran lantern workshops in the Rock and Fudge shop, while the Courtney hosted a Christmas market and Santa's Grotto. The festivities culminated in a community lantern parade led by the award-winning Alice the Dragon. There was plenty of Christmas spirit around, with the chair of Teignmouth Chamber of Trade and Commerce, Keith Underhill, giving out free cups of mulled wine and mince pie. Keith and Zach Highfield handled in the Lantern Parade. Congratulated the organisers, but extremely hard to make this community event for her outstanding work. Speaking after the event, Sam said she was glowing from seeing so many people of different ages come together, filling the town with light and laughter and the most beautiful lanterns.
Missing black swan cygnets are feared lost. Fears are growing for the two young black swan cygnets in Dawlish. It is believed the youngsters may have been swept away during heavy rain overnight on Friday. The pair have not been seen since early on Saturday morning. A spokesman for Dawlish Waterfowl Wardens said, "We are saddened to report that the two cygnets have been missing since Saturday morning. They were last seen on Friday evening at Tuck's Plot. With the recent inclement weather, the brook has been very fast flowing, which may have affected their movements. If you are out and about and happen to see them, please let us know by telephoning 01626 863 388 or by emailing outsideservice@dawlish.gov.uk. Concerns had been raised over the weekend after there was no sign of the weeks-old cygnets, although their parents, Bert and Kimber, were visible. The heavy rain had already washed away their old nest in the middle of the brook. There is a remote possibility they could be hiding somewhere, but the area has been checked thoroughly, so it is believed they didn't survive the bad weather. They were seen at about midnight on Friday and had been swimming in the brook, but made it to shelter on the purpose-built island in the middle of the water. The brook was described as a torrent, and it is thought they may have been hungry and taken to the water, which then swept them away. Residents and black swan lovers have been devastated by the news. One said, "Can't believe it. This is a real shock. They seem to get through so much bad weather already when they were much smaller." Another added, "When we saw the brook like a torrent the other day, we feared for their safety. So very sad to hear this." Volunteers from Wade and the wardens had been keeping an eye on the water levels, and the sluice gates had been opened to control the water levels. Earlier on Friday, the wardens had said how well they were doing and growing fast.